Transportation leaders in the Washington Senate have proposed what they call a bare-bones roads, ferries, and transit budget for the next 2 years. The spending plan rolled out Wednesday in Olympia includes no new sources of funding for highway projects. Republican Curtis King co-chairs the Senate Transportation Committee. At a press conference, King acknowledged there's a lot of pressure for a gas tax package this year.
Yes, there are a litany of people lined up, but there's one other element that we have to consider, and that's the people of the state of Washington are going to have to pay.
King doesn't think the timing is right to ask voters to support a gas tax increase, but Democratic co-chair Tracy Eide notes a broad coalition of business, labor, and other interests, along with the governor, are on board with the idea.
I've never seen it before. And so I'm hoping that we can move forward because it's vital to our economy.
Both senators say if the Washington House sends them a funding package, they'll take a look at it. Earlier this year, the Democratic House Transportation Chair proposed a 10-cent gas increase over 5 years to help fund new road projects throughout the state.